We've just sang, Father, I place into your hands. And the fourth verse, Father, I want to be with you and do the things you do. Father, I want to speak the words that you are speaking to. Father, I want to love the ones that you will draw to you. For I know that I am one with you. And so in the presence of God, we should want to do what the Father wants us to do. And we should be who the Father wants us to be. Paul writes this in Romans 12. He says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. So how do we become more like Jesus? How do we become transformed by the renewing of our minds? By the power and the transformation of the Holy Spirit through faith in Jesus. Part of my daily prayers, I use the words of the song, Spirit of the Living God. I try and bring my adoration. I bring adoration to God and then to Jesus and finally to the Holy Spirit. And the words of the song are, Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. And lately, when I've been praying that prayer, it took me back to my first job. I used to work for a company called Redpath Dorman Long. They were part of the British Steel Corporation. And they were world famous for building bridges. The Sydney Harbour Bridge was one of the bridges that they built, and there's been some big ones in the UK as well. And one of the first things that we did when we joined the company to find out more about British Steel was we were lucky enough to go to Scunthorpe, which was, that at that time was a massive steelworks, and to see the whole process of how steel was made into all kinds of different shapes. And so when I start praying that song, it comes back to my mind. So first off, where it talks about, where it says, Spirit of the Living God, break me. I think about the iron ore and the way that that comes in and is crushed before it goes into the furnace. And I ask God to crush, and the Spirit to crush all of those things I know are wrong in my life. My prejudices, my hypocrisy, my hard heart, my selfishness. I ask him to crush those things. And then when I think about, Holy Spirit, melt me, I think about the big furnace, and these are big. And when you get anywhere near one of these, boy, are they hot. And I don't know how the guys stood almost next to them. They are huge. You'd be lucky if you got two of them in this room. And I pray that God would refine me, that he would melt all of that rubbish that's in me, all of that sin. And what they do is, because the impurities float to the top, And so somebody scrapes the impurities off. So I pray that the Spirit would start to scrape. I know it's an ongoing process, but he would scrape those impurities off me. And then it comes to the point where in the song it talks about that the Spirit would mould me. And I think about the way that the molten steel is poured out. And it comes out as this great long bar, almost white hot. And it goes into rollers that apply pressure to it and force it into the shape of whatever stream it's on. And it can be on all kinds of different streams, into different shapes. And it's just like, you know, when we talk about God being the potter and we're the clay, actually you have to exert force. And there are some things that we might not like that God needs to do in us, doesn't he? If he's going to shape us into his likeness. And so I pray that I would allow the Spirit to shape me into the likeness of Christ. But also that he would shape me into the person that he wants me to be. Because in a steelworks, you can get all kinds of different things. You can get beams, which are like this. You can get angles. You can get what they call RSJ, different joists. If you look up here and see all of the different steelwork, and it's, you know, just as Paul says, we're one body, we're all different parts. God has purposed us to be differently, but amazingly he's brought us together into a family to serve him in this place at this time. And then I pray that the Spirit would fill me afresh, that he'd fill me with wisdom, that he'd fill me with discernment, and that I would stand firm against the devil, because he's a crafty so-and-so. And often, as soon as I finish praying, he'll try and tempt me with something. I'll get Joe come and disturb me or something. And it's, you know, you know what it's like. He's very crafty, isn't he? But, you know, I just pray that. And I pray that the Holy Spirit would ripen his fruit in me. It's not fruits, it's fruit singular. That he'd ripen all of that within me and I would become more and more like my Saviour. So what we're going to do on the little handouts I've got here, I've got the fruit of the Spirit, because one of the last things I do in my prayer time is I pray that I might live in God's presence throughout the day. I pray that I might take up my cross and die to myself through the day. And I pray that the Spirit would ripen his fruit in my life and I go through the fruit. So what I wanted to do, I was hoping we were going to have 8 tables this morning, because I wanted somebody from each table to read a part of the prayer. So if you can listen carefully, I'll try and give you a table if you like. So if you can be love, joy, peace. So I just need somebody from your table to read that out. Peace, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and then I've gone wrong, haven't I? Sorry. What am I doing? Oh no, I need someone. And then I thought we'd say self-control altogether. Have I done that? 1, 2, 3, 4. I've missed something out, haven't I? Sorry, I'm going wrong. It's because I'm right. Love, joy, peace. Sorry, patience, kindness, goodness. Faithfulness, gentleness. If that's in the right place, actually, gentleness, I think that works. And then we'll say self-control together. Okay. So let me just say a short prayer and then we'll go in and we'll pray the fruit of the Spirit. And then this is for you to take away. What I'd hate to see afterwards is lots of these left around. Because it's great. I'm hoping you might want to use some of it in your quiet time. Maybe every so often. Do you guys need one? Sorry. No, we've got... Okay. Okay, let us pray. Father God, creator of heaven and earth, we thank you. Thank you for loving us enough to help us to become more like you. Lord, you have shown us what it means to live in the Spirit, but we know that we need your help. So Lord, please help us.